Music from La Traviata, and for very good reason here on this Thursday. My name is Mark Wigmore. You're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM. Our look at arts and culture. Today, we're turning our attention to one of the country's flagship cultural institutions, the Canadian Opera Company, just unveiling its highly anticipated 2026-27 season we've been celebrating for the last week. Joining me, two of the key figures behind that announcement, David Ferguson, the general director of the Canadian Opera Company, remaining very much at the helm through the end of June and played a central role in shaping the season we're talking about today. The company recently announced that Ian Dare will step into that role in July. Alongside him is a friend of the program. He's been here before, Roberto Moro, the company's artistic director. Roberto oversees current productions and curates future seasons, often planning 3 to 5 years ahead. So this newly announced lineup has been in the making for a long time. It's a season that blends beloved classics with bold new work from blockbusters like La Traviata, as we just heard, opening in the fall, and The Elixir of Love in the spring, to brand new Canadian operas, including a world premiere and an intimate chamber piece. There's also two productions new to Toronto, including The Turn of the Screw from Britain, appearing for the first time on the main stage at the Four Seasons Centre for the Performing Arts. And it features the return of two major Canadian sopranos. We'll talk about that. Subscriptions and ticket info at coc.ca. David and Roberto, welcome to The Oasis on the New Classical FM.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Roberto. And it's great to have you both here. Season just announced last week. What was the overarching vision for the 2026-27 lineup? Because it's always a balancing act, isn't
it? Yeah, it's absolutely a balancing act. And I think we seem to have achieved that with very popular work starting this season off.
Mozart and Verdi right off the top. I mean, that's a 1-2 punch.
We're not too worried about ticket sales for those, but
Nor am I. We
will be staging quite a number of Traviatas.
Roberto, maybe speak to that balance a little bit, what you have to think about when you're putting these together.
Certainly, everything is a balance, and the centerpiece of our season is Empire of Wild, which is our biggest production. It's a new commission, meaning that it's been in the works for 6 to 7 years. And more care and thought has gone into that production, making it something that's will live on our main stage for years to come.
Let's dive into that for just a moment, because when you commission something, it's one thing if something's been touring and maybe there's some shared costs and production elements can be moved around the continent, what have you. But when you're building from the very beginning, that's a big deal, right?
Yeah. David and I are always very interested in promoting Canadian artists, and Cherie Dimmalein's book, Empire of Wild, is incredible source material. It speaks to so many contemporary themes that when the two of us read it, David and I were like, this is an opera for today.
I love it when you make that plan and that dive, right? Because it's a big decision to make.
And it's a bit of a plunge.
Yeah.
For sure.
It absolutely is. And we've seen that with people like Rufus Wainwright in the past, where you've done these commissions. Let's just move back to September, October again. Mm-hmm. Why start with Traviata? What was it about this piece and this particular production that worked?
Traviata is one of the most popular operas, and there's a reason why. It resonates with people. The story is tragic. It's a tragic love story of a flawed character who ultimately is incredible and sacrifices her own happiness for that of the person she loves the most in the world. And that's a universal story.
It's a revival of a beloved production and will be a pleasure for us to bring back to the stage.
It's wonderful. I have to say, a few eyes lit up when we heard about Cose fan tutte, which we've seen here before, but it's just always lovely to have a Mozart, right? It's just nice to put it in the program.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites, Mark. The music is sublime. Suave si il vento is the trio from Act One that just is, it's remarkable in its beauty. At the same time, it's intricate and yet simple in a way that only Mozart could do.
And then as we get into the spring, I'll just mention another big one, which is The Elixir of Love, a lighter tone. You've got to balance comedy and tragedy and so on. And so tell us about Donizetti and The Elixir of Love.
It's lovely to have an opera with a happy ending.
fairly rare.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. Well,
and we'll take it. And yeah. Donizetti, of course, has this Una Furtiva Lagrima, which is one of the most famous tenor arias ever written, made famous by Pavarotti and his ilk. It's a lovely, fun opera. And as I said, there's a happy ending of a nice love story.
If you are just joining us, this is a special guided tour of the Canadian Opera Company 2026-27 season. And with us here at the New Classical FM is General Director David Ferguson and Artistic Director Robert Morrow. Subscriptions to the entire fantastic season at coc.ca. David, tell us about this last year for you, stepping in as general director and then keeping on this search and looking for somebody new. Tell us about what your role has been like and what you're thinking about as we head into the next season.
It's been a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah.
Incredibly energizing. And ultimately, I think I will look back on it as the best 2 years of a 50-plus year career. My role was to come in and stabilize the organization, which was a little bit destabilized, and to get the ship pointed in the right direction. I was able to oversee a very significant piece of work in the development of a strategic plan, which will take us forward for the next 5 years. Quite honestly, at this point, I think we're all feeling very positive about where we sit at this juncture. And looking ahead to my successor, Ian Derer, coming on board, essentially for him, we've set the table for him to come in and carry the momentum forward, which we've been able to build up over the last now 18 or 19 months. I'm very impressed with Ian's background and the fit. I think the fit is going to be outstanding. He's a listener. He's calm. He is deeply experienced in the art form. He's worked in so many different roles within the world of opera, and this will be the third company that he's been general director of. So he comes in with real experience.
Is there something, when you're on that worldwide search, are you looking for something visionary, or are you looking for helping to program the artistic side of things, or is it a business decision? What goes into that?
I think ultimately what you're looking for is someone who can lead the organization, who can take advantage of an incredible bench strength of skill that we have as an organization. And one of the things that I was able to do coming on board was very quickly recognize the strength of the team. And I'm pretty confident that Ian's going to come in and carry that opportunity forward for everyone on our executive management team. It's a strong team, and they were waiting to be have the cuffs taken off, I think, and to allow them to grow professionally and personally and to work together as a team. And we've really, I think, successfully done that.
Let's move to Benjamin Britten's The Turn of the Screw, a Four Seasons main stage for the very first time. And you've got Jane Archibald and Adrian Piachanka returning for this. And so that feels great, in a word.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Adrian has been a longtime COC artist, and she's a valued member of the company. And she's an incredible artist. And I had lunch with her, and she told me that she still wanted to sing. And so I wrote to her and said, would you mind having a look at this role? And she did, and told me that she would be delighted to do it. So I'm absolutely thrilled to welcome her back to our stage.
An interesting part of this business is that when you have a name as famous as Adrian Piachanka, that means they've been around for a while, and they've recorded a lot and they've performed a lot. And it also means that, you know, they're not going to perform maybe as much as they used to.
We're delighted to have such a strong Canadian cast for that.
And we should mention Come Closer.
Sure. Come Closer. I love working in the Canadian Opera Company Theater. It's an incredible space. It offers you so many different types of vantages, and it allows us to engage with different audiences and different creators. And in this particular instance, Brian True, composer, and Rachel Krem, the librettist. And this is in collaboration with our company in residence, Opera 5. And it's a fantastic story. It's a meditation on families and loss and grief, but ultimately in a very uplifting way.
And this is how you're going to wrap your season.
That's correct.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we look to June of 2027, David Ferguson, for people trying to maybe access this genre, to access opera for their first time in their lives, what would you say to people trying to find their way to the COC?
Well, there's certainly pieces in the 26-27 season that are more accessible than others.
Sure.
And the fall pairing would certainly be a more easy entry point for someone who'd never attended opera before.
Right. So we look to the Mozart and the Verdi.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. People are going to recognize the music. They're going to say, oh, I've heard that aria before.
Whether it was in a cartoon or what have you.
And it's there's a degree of familiarity right out of the gate for someone that's never been in an opera seat before. The other thing about that I would say to anyone looking at a ticket for our 26-27 season, if you haven't been to opera before, therefore you haven't been in the Four Seasons Center before, and just coming into that building and entering that audience chamber and seeing the orchestra pit and seeing the main stage and hearing it all come together when the curtain goes up is an amazing experience for anyone. And I would encourage people to dive into any of them for that wonderful first-time experience.
It's a great point, and I've been very, very lucky over the last 4 years to be taking listeners all over the world to some of the great opera houses in Europe, and I'm always interested to see what they're doing and what the spaces are like, and every time I come back to Toronto, I say, you know what, this is pretty good on the world stage, I have to say, absolutely. That was a great investment we made in this city. Roberto, what are you thinking as far as the access, maybe for families, maybe for young people, maybe for newcomers? What are you thinking about for some of these operas?
Well, I think that just going to the opera, any of these operas, will be a great first-time experience, no matter what. As David said, perhaps you could argue that Traviata is an easier access point, but maybe I would argue that Empire of Wild is also an easy access point.
Okay,
that it's
great.
A contemporary story, and it will resonate with our public. Any one of them work for me.
Is the thinking that we have to have a Verdi or a Puccini in every season? Do you have to have one?
You don't have to have one, but it's very difficult to exclude them.
Yeah.
Because they're all wonderful. And Traviata is there for a reason. It's remained popular since 1853 for a reason.
Tell us why subscribing is a good idea.
When you subscribe, ultimately your cost per ticket is cheaper.
Yeah.
You get a discount by subscribing.
I mean, that's always a magic word these days.
Yeah.
So.
And it's just easier. You're planned. You know what days you're going.
Yeah. Absolutely. And everybody I talk to who has a subscription just knows that they've got those benchmarks throughout the season. It's wonderful. They know they're going. What a great set of guides we've had here this afternoon. David Ferguson, Roberto Mauro, thank you to both of you for taking us through 2026-27. And congratulations on the season.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
General Director David Ferguson and Artistic Director Robert Mauro have been with us, taking us through the Canadian Opera Company 2026-27 season. Subscriptions to Verdi, Mozart, Donizetti, Strauss, Britten, and beyond. Head to the website coc.ca. Let's get to the Mozart. Cose fan tutte, part of the upcoming season with the COC.